When I was 14, I was handed a few sheets of A4 paper, which I was convinced were literature's equivalent of the Ten Commandments. My beloved English teacher, who refused to wear a tie, didn't brush his hair, had amnesty posters on the wall of his classroom, and, like The Cure, had compiled a list of personally recommended reading, and he gave me a copy. I'd spent my entire childhood reading Enid Blyton, graduating to Sweet Dreams and Sweet Valley High novels once I reached secondary school, and I was painfully aware that I wasn't reading the right things. So I pored over this list, looking for clues as to how I could become a real person, someone who knew about literature, I could talk about it, and perhaps even write it. My teacher had given scores to each text, 5 being the most difficult to read, 1 being the easiest. He'd also added an asterisk to any books containing what he termed dodgy bits. Of course, these were the ones I wanted to read first. So I started with Lolita, which had 3 asterisks and was a number 5. I relished that first poetic paragraph, but soon got a bit lost. Tempering my ambitions a little, I tried Cider with Rosie, then Sons and Lovers, followed by A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. I loved them all, but it was Alice Walker's The Colour Purple, 1 asterisk and a number 4, that set my reading world alight. The novel was written in a language deeply unfamiliar to me, the broken English of a black girl in the American South of the early 20th century, and it spoke to me like nothing I had ever read. As a white girl growing up in a loving working-class family in Middle England, I lived a fairly sheltered life, and some of the novel's initial appeal was doubtless down to a kind of voyeurism on my part. I was shocked and riveted by the fact that the heroine, Celie, my age, was raped by her father, then trapped in an abusive marriage. But it was the novel's urgency that kept me reading. Here was something that felt as though it had to be written. In the beginning, Celie could write only to God. She had no one else to witness her troubles. And Walker not only describes Celie's survival, but also her awakening. Through her relationship with the delicious Shug Avery, the sexy, wise, earthly spiritual blues singer, Celie comes to her first experience of many kinds of joy. I longed for Shug to come and show me a few things about life too. Later there were other novels that I found more satisfying, more subtly written perhaps, but it was The Colour Purple which showed me that novels can contain taboo-busting secrets, that they can reach into the minds of young girls and drag them out of their Middle English slumber. That, in short, novels matter.